For choosing our top fiver, my name's Phil. How can I help you today?
Hi, my name is Audrey Kenyon. Not sure I got the right prompt, but just wondering when my service is going to be available. I have an order number if I could give that to you.
I could just pull it up based off of your last name, ma'am. Can you spell your last name for me?
Sure, Kenyon.
Thank you very much. What is your service address?
30 Robin Lane, Kingston, New York, 12401.
Thank you very much. And what is the email address we have on file?
AUD0727 at Gmail.
Thank you very much for that. I'm seeing right now that it does look like your in-service date is the 1st of December. So we will be giving our customers on that day a call in order to get them set up for their installation window. You will actually be hearing back from me since I am on this weekend. So I will make sure that to give all of our customers a call, or at least start that process in order to provide them with a chance to get their installation date set up. So that way we can get service installed for you guys as soon as possible.
Okay, so you guys have been working in the area running
Yes,
the cables.
correct.
Perfect. One quick thing. When I originally called to switch to you guys, I was asked if there was any underground wires or cables or anything. There is a water line, which if you're already in the area, you probably know.
Yes, we usually have the water mains, and the electrical lines that are all underground, or any other utilities and surfaces that are underground, typically marked. Water mains are usually buried anywhere between 2 to 3 feet below the surface of the ground. So even if we do have to lay an underground wire, we don't go down that deep, so we usually don't typically have to worry about them.
Okay, and in the event that something happens, who's responsible, I guess I want to say.
For the
If
underground.
yeah, I mean, if something happens and you guys happen to hit hit the water line or something.
So we do take full responsibilities for any damages made to the property while we are working on them. So if that
Okay.
includes the water lines, the power lines, if anything's buried, we do take care to make sure that we are not causing any issues. And if we do cause any issues, we do take responsibility for those.
Okay. Sorry, just I forgot to mention that when I originally called. Okay, so we're looking at relatively soon.
Yes, so as I stated, so over this weekend I'll be starting to give our customers a call that have an in-service date of the 1st. That way we can make sh sure and ins and generally make sure that all of our customers are good to go and have service installed in a timely manner.
Okay.
So if you don't hear from us on the 1st, you more than likely will hear from someone on the 2nd.
Okay, and that's fine. I just want to make sure because I was originally told the end of October, so here we are later.
We understand that we understand, and we do apologize for the delay. We had to push a lot of dates out due to construction delays. We had too many addresses that were coming online to certain circuits at a time, and we had to
Okay.
ensure that our services would be able to handle the load.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, that was all.
All righty. Well, thank you for calling us here at our Top Fiber, and hopefully you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you, you too.
Bye-bye.